Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, June 16th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The Geneva summit kicked off Wednesday with a historic meeting between President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reportedly, talks included arms control and U.S. allegations of Russian cyber attacks. In the build-up to the summit, the Russian media emphasized the fact that it was Biden who asked Putin for the meeting in Switzerland. In other words, it was America who was inviting Russia back onto center stage. The driving force of Putin's entire presidency has been returning Russia to global prominence after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Biden has been playing along in hopes that showing respect can help to ease tensions with Russia at a time when he is trying to focus on the growing threat from China. Looks like Ghislaine Maxwell is not just a person of interest in the U.S. Scotland Yard detectives will, again, look at claims on whether or not the British socialite groomed and trafficked young girls in the United Kingdom for the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. A news agency investigation found more than half a dozen cases in which the pair were accused to have targeted young women in Britain. Initially, UK police had refused to open a formal investigation into Maxwell. The Metropolitan Police said that it stood by a 2019 statement on the Maxwell case, laying out the legal position that, quote, any investigation into human trafficking would be largely focused on activities and relationships outside the UK. However, it did add that it will look into the latest findings. Maxwell is currently being held at a Brooklyn jail awaiting trial for sex trafficking and other charges. American tourists will reportedly be able to travel freely throughout the European Union this summer, even if they have not been vaccinated for COVID-19. Reportedly, European Union ambassadors have added the U.S. to the list of countries whose residents don't need to prove that they have been vaccinated. However, it will still be up to the 27 individual countries of the European Union to decide whether to impose additional rules on travelers, such as a quarantine period or a negative test for entry. There is still no word on whether or not European travelers will be allowed to visit the states, despite the Biden administration promising to work to open up travel. Cannibal Alberto Sanchez Gomez was sentenced to 15 years in prison this week for the murder and dismemberment of his mother in Spain. In 2019, Sanchez strangled his mom after an argument. Afterward, he dismembered her body, placing some parts in plastic containers around her home. Sanchez also ate some parts of her body over a two-week period and fed pieces of her remains to his dog. At his trial, Sanchez argued that he was in the midst of a psychotic episode when he killed his mom, but his claims were rejected by the court. He will also serve another 5 months on top of his 15-year sentence for desecrating his mother's corpse. Police said that Sanchez has a violent past and that his mom already had a restraining order against him when she was murdered. The Biden administration has done something about student loans, but only for 18,000 students who attended a certain for-profit college chain. ITT Technical Institute, which you probably saw a gajillion commercials for back in the 90s and early 2000s, closed up shop to its 130 campuses in 2016 after being hit by a string of federal sanctions. The education system had been accused of pushing dodgy loans and misleading students about the quality of their courses. Now the Biden administration is trying to clear a backlog of more than 100,000 claims under the Borrower Defense Program, set up under former President Barack Obama, to help students defrauded by their colleges. The program was stalled by the Trump administration. The move will cover about $500 million of debt. The victims of ITT Technical Institute were allegedly lied to about their likely job prospects, but will now receive, according to the U.S. Secretary of Education, quote, a fresh start and the relief they deserve. Some people are serious about their nap time. A Utah state prosecutor called a Salt Lake City council member a, quote, motherfucking ignorant son of a bitch, because the council member knocked on the prosecutor's house door and allegedly disturbed his nap. Apparently, the prosecutor was taking a Saturday afternoon siesta with his wife when the council member knocked on the door and left an election flyer when no one answered. When the council member returned to his office, he was shocked to find an email in his inbox from the prosecutor whose door he had knocked on. Reportedly, the email was filled with obscenities. The prosecutor said the council member had ignored a no solicitation sign and woken his dogs. He also made a note to tell the council member, quote, I will do everything in my power to see that you never get elected to any office higher than dog catcher. Oh, and then the prosecutor signed off the email by telling the council member to, quote, kindly die and go to hell, motherfucker. The council member, whose name is Darren Mano, is Salt Lake City's first Asian American council member, and he's also part of the LGBTQ community. Even though the prosecutor apologized for his out-of-line rant, Mano felt that he had no choice but to post the email on Facebook in order to, quote, stand up against hate speech and call it out. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.